Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Now, the way you have it clipped here, do you want me to skip reading the chapter summary? No, I should read it, right? I can read it. Okay. We'll give it a shot. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 56, the Shamantaka Jewel, Shamantak Jewel. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna recovered the Shamantaka Jewel to allay false accusations against him and married the daughters of Jambavan and Satrajit. By enacting the pastime involving the Shamantak Jewel, the Lord demonstrated the futility of material wealth. When Sukadeva Goswami mentioned that King Satrajit offended Lord Krishna on account of the Shamantak Jewel, King Parikshit became curious to hear the details of this incident. Thus, Sukadeva Goswami narrated the story. King Satrajit received the Shamantak gem by the grace of his best well-wisher, the sun god, Surya. After fastening the gem to a chain, which he then hung around his neck, Satrajit traveled to Dwarka. The residents, thinking he was the sun god himself, went to Krishna and told him that Lord Surya had come to take his audience. But Krishna replied that the man who had come was not Surya, but King Satrajit, who looked extremely effulgent because he was wearing the Shamantaka jewel. In Dwarka, Satrajit installed the precious gem on a special altar in his home. Every day the gem produced a large quantity of gold, and it had the additional power of assuring that wherever it was properly worshipped, no calamity could occur. On one occasion, Lord Sri Krishna requested Satrajit to give the gem to the king of the Yadus, Ugrasena. But Satrajit refused, obsessed as he was with greed. Shortly thereafter, Satrajit's brother, Prasena, left the city to hunt on horseback, wearing the Shamantaka jewel on his neck. On the road, a lion killed Prasena and took the jewel away to a mountain cave, where the king of the bears, Jambavan, happened to be living. Jambavan killed the lion and gave the jewel to his son to play with. When King Satrajit's brother did not return, the king presumed that Sri Krishna had killed him for the Shamantak gem. Lord Krishna heard about this rumor circulating among the general populace, and to clear his name, he went with some of the citizens to find Prasena. Following his path, they eventually found his body and that of his horse lying on the road. Further on, they saw the body of the lion Jambavan had killed. Lord Krishna told the citizens to remain outside the cave while he went in to investigate. The Lord entered Jambavan's cave and saw the Shamantaka jewel lying next to a child. But when Krishna tried to take the jewel, the child's nurse cried out in alarm, bringing Jambavan quickly to the scene. Jambavan considered Krishna an ordinary man and began fighting with him. For 28 days continuously, the two fought, until finally Jambavan grew weak from the Lord's blows. Now understanding that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jambavan began to praise him. The Lord touched Jambavan with his lotus hand, dispelling his fear, and then explained everything about the jewel. With great devotion, Jambavan gladly presented the Shamanchak jewel to the Lord, together with his unmarried daughter, Jambavati. Meanwhile, Lord Krishna's companions, having waited 12 days for Krishna to come out of the cave, returned to Dwarka despondent. All of Krishna's friends and family members became extremely sorrowful and began regularly worshipping Goddess Durga to assure the Lord's safe return. Even as they performed this worship, Lord Krishna entered the city in the company of his new wife. He summoned Satrajit to the royal assembly, and after recounting to him the entire story of the Shamantaka jewel's recovery, gave the jewel back to him. Satrajit accepted the jewel, but with great shame and remorse. He went back to his home, and there he decided to offer Lord Krishna not only the jewel, but also his daughter, so as to atone for the offense he had committed against the Lord's lotus feet. Sri Krishna accepted the hand of Satrajit's daughter, Satyabhama, who was endowed with all divine qualities. But the jewel he refused, returning it to King Satrajit.
Sri Shuku Vacha Satrajitaha Swa Tanayam Krishnaya Kritakil Bishaha Shamantakena Manina Swayam Udyamya Dattavanan. Sri Shuku Vacha Satrajita Svatanayam Krishnaya Kritakil Bishaha Shamantakena Manina Swayam Udyamya Dattavan. Satrajita Svatanayam Krishnaya Kritakil Bishaha Shamantakena Manina Swayam Udyamya Dattavan.
Ladies.
antakena manina. Svayam udyamya dattavan. Sri Shukuvacha. Satrajita swatanayan. Krishnaya kritikilbishaha. Shamantakena manina. Svayam udyamya dattavan. Sri Shuka Uvacha.
Shukadev Goswami said,
Satrajitaha,
King Satrajit,
Sva,
his own, Tanayam, daughter, Krishnaya, to Lord Krishna,
Krita,
having committed, Gilbishaha, offense, Shamantakena, known as Shamantaka, Manina, together with the jewel, Swayam, personally, Udyamya, striving, Dattavan, giving. Shukadev Goswami said, having offended Lord Krishna, Satrajit tried as best he could to atone by presenting him with his daughter and the Shamantaka jewel.
Om Ajana Timirandhasya Genanjana Shadakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Swahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this chapter we learn about the history of the dealings concerning the Shamantak jewel. The Satrajit committed an offense to Lord Krishna. He misunderstood what had happened and started rumors on Facebook. And then he was later proven wrong and was remorseful.
Sri Rajavacha Satrajita kim akarod Brahman Krishnaya kilbishaha Shamantaka kutastasya kasmad datta sutta hadehe. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, O Brahmana, what did King Satrajit do
to offend Lord Krishna. Where did he get the Shamantak jewel? And why did he give his daughter to the Supreme Lord? Sri Shuku Vacha Asit Satrajita Suryo Bhaktasya Paramasaka Pritastasmai Manim Pradat Sachatushta Syamantakam. Sukadeva Goswami said, Surya, the sun god, felt great affection for his devotee Satrajit. Acting as his greatest friend, the demigod gave him the jewel called Syamantaka as a token of his satisfaction. Kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. The demigods can be quickly satisfied, but then what they give you may not always be the greatest benefit. Satam bibran manim kante Prajamano yatavravihi pravishto dwarakam rajan tejasano palakshitaha. Wearing the jewel on his neck, Satrajit entered Dwarka. He shone as brightly as the sun itself, O king, and thus he went unrecognized because of the jewel's effulgence. Tam vilokya jana durat tejasa mushtadrishtayaha divyate kshair bhagavate shashamsu suryashankitaha. As the people looked at Satrajit from a distance, his brilliance blinded them. They presumed he was the sun god, Surya, and went to tell Lord Krishna, who was at that time playing at dice. Lord Krishna is not obliged to follow the four regulative principles. Narayana namastestu shankha chakra gadadhara Damodara Ravindaksha Govinda Yadunandana. The residents of Dwarka said, obeisances unto you, O Narayan, O holder of the conch, disc, and club, O lotus-eyed Damodar, O Govinda, O cherished descendant of Yadu. Well, this is the way of approaching Lord Krishna. They didn't just blurt out what their story was, but they first offered respects to the Lord by chanting his holy names, which glorify his qualities and pastimes. Narayana namostestu shankha chakra gadadhara damodara ravindaksha govinda yadunandana. Esha ayati savita tvam didrikshur jagatpate mushnan kabhasti chakrena rinam chakshumsi tigmaguhu. Lord Savita, the sun god, has come to see you, O Lord of the universe. He is blinding everyone's eyes with his intensely effulgent rays. Nanvan vichchantite margam trilokyam vidudarshapa gyatvadya gudham yadushu drashtum tvam yatyaja prabho. The most exalted demigods in the three worlds are certainly anxious to seek you out, O Lord, now that you have hidden yourself among the Yadu dynasty. Thus the unborn sun god has come to see you here. That we find also when Lord Krishna was in the womb, the demigods also were eager to come and glorify the Lord and be there even before the Lord was manifest. Prabhupada quotes in Bhagavad Gita. Someone have a Bhagavad Gita as it is, real quick, handy. No. You could give me an iPad, but we'll do an iPad and see how that works. Some things, pages work better. Okay, thank you. No guarantee that we find it anyway. But Yeah. Now I know where it is. I think. Simple as actually just a Bhagavad Gita quote. Devapyasya rupasya nityam darshana kankshana. Wasn't so hard. Sudur darsham idam rupam drishtavanasi yannama. Devapyasya rupasya nityam darshana kankshana. The form that you're seeing is very difficult to behold. Sudur darsham idam rupam. That is to say, the Lord's personal form. Drishtavanasi yanmama, as you're now seeing it. Deva apyasya rupasya nityam darshana kankanshana. Always, the demigods themselves are always desiring to see that form. Darshana kankanshana. They're always eager to see your form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Dwarkavasis knew this, that the demigods were always eager to see you. So they assumed that now Surya has come. Surya Dev is also your servant. Yachchakshuresha savita sakala grahana rajasamasta suramurti rishesha teja yas yagnaya brahmati sambhritakala chakra govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. There are so many planets in the universe, but the king of all the planets is the sun. The sun is spreading heat and light throughout the universe. Raja Samasta Suramurtir Ashesha Teja, which has unlimited power, effulgence. But even that sun, with its unlimited power, king of all the planets, is moving in its orbit by your order. Yes, yagnaya brahmati sambhritakala chakra. It's not going anywhere and everywhere. It goes within its orbit only. And that by your instruction, in obedience to your order. Govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. So the Dwarkavasi said that the sun god has now come to see you. Sri Shuku Vacha, Nishamya Bala Vachanam, Prahasyam bujalochanaha prahanaso ravir deva satrajin manina jvalan. Shukadev Goswami continued, hearing these innocent words, the lotus-eyed Lord smiled broadly and said, this is not the sun god, Ravi, but rather Satrajit, who is glowing because of his jewel. Satrajit swagraham srimat krita kotuka mangalam pravishya deva sadane manim viprar yaveshayat. King Satrajit entered his opulent home, festively executing auspicious rituals. he had qualified Brahmins install the Shamantak jewel in the temples, in the house's temple room. That's also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that people perform ostentatious sacrifices just for false prestige and getting some material profit. Well, this is all done in the mode of passion. I suppose we can pick it up. Anyway, it's there. Dine, 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 svarnaparan, ashto, sasrijati, prabho, durbhiksha, maryarishtani, sarpadhi, vyadhyo, shubhaha, nasanti, mayanastatra, yatraste, vyarjito, manihi. Each day, the gem would produce 8 bhadas of gold, my dear Prabhu. And the place in which it was kept and properly worshipped would be free of calamities, such as famine or untimely death, and also of evils like snake bites, mental and physical disorders, and the presence of deceitful persons. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami gives the following shastric reference concerning the pada. Chaturbhir vibhir gunjam gunja pancha panam panan ashto dharanam ashto cha karsham tams chatura palam tulam palashatam prahur parasyad vimshatis tulaha. 4 rice grains are called 1 gunja, 5 gunjas 1 pana, 8 panas 1 karsha, 4 karshas, 1 pala, and 100 palas, 1 tula. 20 tulas make 1 pada. Since there are about 3,700 grains of rice in an ounce, the Shamtak jewel was producing approximately 170 pounds of gold every day. Any questions?
Maharaj, how important is it for us to go out of our way to defend our reputation?
How important is it for us to go out of our way to defend our reputation? In this chapter, at the end of the chapter, it says that if you hear this chapter, then you'll be free from all defamation. So it saves you from going out of your way, and you get to read a chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tulyanindatma samstutihi. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said that one should be even-minded amidst praise and defamation. Tulyanindatma samstutihi. Praise, samstuti, glorification, and ninda, defamation. It's the way of the world that you can expect to be criticized, even falsely, by someone. There are threefold miseries. One of them is miseries from other living entities. And among those living entities are critics and rumor mongers. So as you have to put up with bed bugs, mosquitoes, viruses, rats, and other such trouble givers, one also has to put up with rumor mongers, liars, useless critics, and other such living entities. So, and especially these days, you go out of your way to defend your reputation, then they go out of their way to smear your reputation, and then they demand an answer. You beat your wife, admit it. I did not meet Pivarwai. We have five people lined up who don't want to reveal their entity, their names, but who swear that you beat your wife. No, I didn't beat my wife. And on it goes. And that's very good, because then their ranking goes up on Facebook. They get all these likes. Yeah, I told it like it is. And you're just feeding their circus. So it's useless. Better to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada had a nice slogan: the dogs will bark, but the caravan will pass. Isn't that okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, Maji. Well, hold on one second. We're going to give you a microphone.
Akrura is pure devotee of Krishna. How it happened that Akrura was involved in this Shyamantaka jewel stealing?
Akrura was a pure devotee of Krishna. How did he get wrapped up in this Shyamantaka jewel scheme? That's discussed by the acharyas. They give two explanations. One is that he was in bad association. He had Kamsa and other such associates, and he offended the gopis. The gopis were displeased with him because he was so cruel that he took Krishna away from Vrindavan. So the gopis' displeasure resulted also in this trouble for Akrura. But as we see, he was a pure devotee, so he carried on. Is that okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, just as Satyajit had that jewel, we hear about Sanatan Goswami also. He had Chintamani.
Mm.
So I just wanted, since this jewel, we know that it is from another planet which can produce gold, and I wanted to know if this story of Sanatan Goswami with the Chintamani, if there is any background about what that stone was. And
is there any background to the story of Sanatan Goswami and the Chintamani? You mean how he got the Chintamani?
Yeah.
I don't know, it wasn't very important. That's why he left it in the garbage. That's the difference between Sanatan Goswami and Satyajit. Satyajit installed his jewel in a big temple and was worshipping it ostentatiously with rituals and Brahmins, and then he would take the opportunity to wear that jewel and go out on horseback and take pleasure in seeing how everyone was bewildered, thinking that he was the sun god himself. Well, I'm almost like the sun god. There was Louis XIV, the Sun King, same sort of thing, palaces and mistresses and extravagant opulence. Now, these things are all Maya. These things are all Maya. And when one becomes proud on account of such Maya, then one offends others also, up to the point of offending the personality of Godhead, Krishna. So one has to be, therefore the niskinchanasya, the devotees are often described as niskinchana. Niskinchana means a person who doesn't have anything. Kinchit means something. And niskinchana means he doesn't have anything. What does he have? Hardly anything. That, yes, they don't accumulate. They don't accumulate opulence. The materialists, that's their business, accumulating opulence, because the more their cash grows and they're at the top of the Forbes top 500 list or whatever it is,
They're the, one of the 10 richest men in India and whatever. So then their prestige is growing. And then, yes, Mr. Such and Such, if you ever travel business class on airplanes, which I don't, but many, many years ago I did because the tickets were so cheap at one point for an around-the-world ticket. Anyway, you go business class, and the flight attendants all know your name. So, would you like this, Mr. Such and Such? Would you like that, Mr. Such and Such? Can I bring you with such and such, Mr. Such and Such? You know, because they've got it written down on a piece of paper. There's only, you know, a small number of people flying business class. And then, of course, once you're gone, they forget about you 100%. But you're thinking, yes, you know, it's privileged. I belong to the privileged class. I'm traveling business class. I'm a member of, you know, I've got platinum status. And you're just another worm in this material world. When you go to the graveyard, you won't go business class. But one becomes proud of one's, even the pauper is proud of his penny. We get something, we become proud. You know, my money, my car, my laptop, my iPad, my this, my that. My wife, my, what is that? Associates. But the Goswami struck for Turnamashesha Mandala Patishanim Sadat Tuchjavat. The Goswamis had all of that. They were wealthy. When Sanatan Goswami retired, he had a boatload of gold coins. And now you can't even get a gold coin. You can get one of these paper notes. And you need a lot of those paper notes to even equal any amount of gold. And it's all fabricated anyway. But Sanatan Goswami had actual gold to the extent that it filled a boat. And he had power. He was finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah? Prime minister, and Rupa Goswami was the finance minister? Okay. So, you know, who doesn't want to, what's the word, suck up to the prime minister or finance minister? Everybody wants to get their favor and everybody wants to be his friend. Mandalapati Shrinim. Ashesha Mandalapati Shrinim. He had practically unlimited influence, power in the government. He had wealth. And Tuktva, he gave it up. Tuchtavat, as insignificant, nothing. What is all this garbage? Wealth and aristocracy and blah, 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 blah. Sadat Tuchtavat, he gave it up as insignificant. Bhutva dina ganeshako kurunayako pina kantashrita, and accepted the dress of a mendicant, a beggar. Kanta means you take some old rags that are lying around, you stitch them together, and you make a chadar out of that. That was his cloth. You know, we go to the tailor and we get fine cloth from someplace, from Allahabad or wherever. And then we have it stitched by a really good tailor. It used to be a fashion in ISKCON for sannyasis to get really cool stitched cloth. Anyway. But Sanatana Goswami, just take some rags, stitch them together, and that's your outfit. Radha Krishna Maharnisham Prabhajato. sit down like that. But they were absorbed in the ecstatic, loving mood of the gopis and their feelings for Krishna. So what did they care about? All of those things. So Sanatana Goswami had a touchstone. Yeah, I have a touchstone. It's in the garbage. You can have it. But the man was intelligent. He thought, wait a second. The touchstone's in the garbage. He must have something better. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anything else? Mind is tends to disturb. No, but wait. You click the microphone and it works better. When it's on, it's really much better. Yes.
Mind is tend to starve every time it is being dragged by materialistic desire.
Whoa. You have to be a little slow because I'm a little slow. Mind tends to what?
Starving.
Starve? Mind tends to starve.
Yes.
Okay.
It is being dragged by materialistic desire every time.
The microphone also works better when you hold it real close.
Yes.
That's better.
It is being dragged every time by materialistic desire.
The mind is being dragged every time by materialistic desires.
Yes, sir. While sitting with good association, in good association with good people, it is okay that we can control our mind.
When we're sitting with good people, then it's okay, we can control our mind.
Yes. But what I feel after excluding the association, means while alone and other time, it is very tough to control our mind. Then what is the remedy? How
very
can we control
tough to
ourselves?
Control the mind. So what can you do? Yes. Asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam. Arjuna had the same complaint, and Krishna said, yes, it's a fact. Asamshayam, no doubt about it. The mind is a troublemaker. Durnigraham, hard to control. And chalam, it's flickering. But avyasena tukantiya vairagyena chakriyate. It can be controlled by suitable practice and by vairagya, by detachment. So the suitable practice in previous ages was the yoga system or some other method, but in Kali Yuga, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. This is abhyas. Chetasa nanyagamina. Kirtaniya sadahari. Stay in good association and chant Hare Krishna and give up these materialistic attachments and by this practice will become purified. Practice makes perfect. Srila Rupa Goswami says Nishchaya and Dhairya. Nishchaya means confidence. Yes, this process works. I know that it works. It's certified by authorities. I've seen it work. But Dhairya. One has to be patient and determined. Rome wasn't built in a day. Isn't that okay? Good. Last question I have a phone call I have to attend to.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, when we are defamed, we may take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, we may tolerate. But we see that in today's time, there are many people who are trying to defame Lord Krishna.
Many people who are what?
Defamed. The Lord. By trying to prove that he does not exist, trying either through media, through open speeches, and our preaching effort seems to be very small, meager.
So make it bigger.
Yeah. So should we, if we want to make it bigger, should we take two steps like filing court cases against such people?
Court cases? Some court case in some particular circumstance may be a good strategy, but just suing everybody who blasphemes Krishna is probably not a good strategy because lawyers are expensive and the laws against blaspheming Krishna are not very well established. So skip the legal fees and just defeat them yourself. They're making propaganda with their arguments and their nonsense. So you should make bigger propaganda with better arguments. That's all. Our books are giving so many arguments. And even, like sometimes some person would just be blaspheming or speaking nonsense. And then Prabhupada would say, all right, have kirtan. And then it's hopeless because the guy's going, blah, 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 and there's, you know, drums and kartals and, you know. No one can hear a word he says. So, have lots of kirtan. And for those who are intelligent, arguments, logic, you can answer them. They write something in the newspaper, you write a letter to the editor. That some rascal scientist was speaking all rubbish, and Hansaputta, my godbrother, challenged him. Prabhupada was very pleased. Very pleased. He took him on. Although he wasn't a scientist himself, he had the arguments from Prabhupada and challenged him. So that's nice. When they're speaking rubbish, why should they go unchallenged? They're just bluffing. Well, then they should be, as they say, give them a run for their money. Give them a hard time. Okay. And distribute books like anything. That also drowns them out. Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.